This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are getting close to spring. Sunset is almost at 5:30 now, so your days are getting a lot longer. The sun is brighter, it's higher in the sky, and I know a lot of you, like me, got quite a bit of snow in the last week and a half. In my case, 51 inches of snow. It was like a train, one storm after another. But yesterday we were close to 40, today we're going to be above 40. The sun is bright right now, and the snow is melting off the roof. I can see it through the window, dripping down, and it's getting me excited about planting. If you're going to be starting seeds indoors, what I recommend that you do is to get the Dr. Earth seedling soil. It's a specially made soil, and what makes Dr. Earth so unique with their seed starter soil is all of the microbes, the bacteria, and the fungi that they put in it. Your seedlings will have a bigger root. They'll grow slower. They'll stay compact. They're not going to stretch for the light. And you'll have a much better plant that you can transplant into your garden. So spend the extra 50 cents on a bag, but you're getting the microbes that really will give you a much better plant. And when the heat arrives, they'll be more resistant to the heat. They'll be able to get water quicker because they'll have a bigger root. So get the Dr. Earth with the microbes, and it makes a big difference. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right, up first this hour, we have Joe from Rhode Island. And he has a question about house plants.
Joe, good morning. How can we help you with your tropical plants this year?
Good morning, Paul. It's certainly nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Thank you.
I have a problem with the fleas and the cactus, Christmas cactus.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first question. And the second question is, I haven't received an email from you since December 17th. My wife and I really missed that.
Well, we had a series of health issues, and they've all been taken care of. I had a cast on my right leg. I fell and hurt that, and I also broke my hand. So I had a cast on my right hand, and my wife, because I couldn't take out the trash, she took out the trash for me and fell and broke her back.
Wow.
So it's been a very long winter. Her brace is off of her as of this week. The cast on my leg came off the day after hers. We've been dying to get back to writing the newsletter, and we're going to start to do it starting on Monday, and we will have a newsletter out on Thursday. We do apologize, but she couldn't sit because she had a brace on and rods and screws in her back. And
wow.
I couldn't type because I had a cast on my right hand. So we're feeling much better, stronger. We're getting anxious to get back to it. As I said, we're going to start on Monday, and you'll have a newsletter on Thursday.
That'd be great. What about my plants now? What do I do with that?
Okay. So you've got fungus gnats?
No, I don't know if they're fungus gnats. They're just little gnats flying around the house. And then I know they've got to be coming from that because it's the only plant I have.
Okay.
You know?
One of the things that you can do, get a piece of cardboard or paper that's yellow. And then take a little bit of regular Vaseline, rub the Vaseline on the yellow cardboard or plastic, and just set that maybe like a 6-inch by 6-inch square with the Vaseline on it. They're going to be attracted to the color. And when they hit the Vaseline, they're going to stick to it. When I was going to UMass in Amherst to get my degrees in horticulture, we worked in the greenhouses. And we had one greenhouse that was all roses. And because we had students in there all the time, they wanted to minimize the amount of insecticides that they used in the greenhouse. And one of the first things we did is we had some yellow plastic squares, and we took a clothespin and we clipped them to the plant or to the, well, we had wire that held the roses up. We clipped it to the wire, and it was amazing. From day to day, the number of the little fungus gnats and white fly that were attracted to it, they would stick to it. And that way you don't have to spray or treat anything, but they're attracted to yellow.
Okay.
And if you can try that, you're going to be amazed.
Okay, I'll do that.
Anything else we can? Anything else we can help you with?
Yeah, one other thing I had, maybe a little information for your listeners. I'm looking at, I still have tomatoes from last year. I have four left. I save the seeds every year. They're Griffey's Late Keepers.
Yes.
I plant them late in July in the ground. Well, actually, I start the plants about mid-June, and then the plants are ready to go in the ground around July. And I harvest them just before the last frost. And I still have four tomatoes from last year.
They must taste wonderful, too.
They do. They taste better than any store-bought tomato you can get.
I believe it. Anything that you can grow from your garden, and that winter keeper tomato that you're growing is a real good tomato. Burpee put a lot of time and effort in that, and it's really, really paid off. And I'll tell you, my dad always grew that for the fall and winter, and we had a little crawl space underneath our kitchen, and he would take those green tomatoes in the fall, wrap them in newspaper, put them in boxes. We slide them in the crawl space, and once a week we go in, go through them, and when they started to turn pink, we'd put them on the windowsill, and within 10 days, 2 weeks, we had beautiful red tomatoes with a great flavor.
Yes, they are. Very nice. Well, I hope you get better and your wife.
We will, believe me. We are anxious to get out, and especially with all the snow. She said, honey, we're going to get the newsletter done this week, so it's coming.
Okay, well, we'll be looking for it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye, Joe. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Angelo from the city that never sleeps, New York, and he has a question about his cedar plant.
Okay, Angelo, good morning. How can we help you with this cedar?
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Great.
I love your program. I listen to it every week.
Thank you.
Very informative. Anyway, what happened is we planted a Himalayan cedar I'd say, I'm guessing maybe 8-10 years ago, and
okay.
It's adjacent to the house. And right now it's past the first floor window, and I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, if it's time to trim it, it's got to be done soon, because if I wait another year or two, it's going to be beyond the length of my ladder, and then either I'm going to let it go to whatever they grow, 30, 40 feet, 50 feet, or I got to start doing something with it now. So my question to you is, if I decide to trim it, what is the best time to trim it? How should I trim it? Is there anything you can tell me about trimming this particular tree?
Okay. And timing, you really hit the nail on the head, because it's just going to get taller and taller and taller, and then all of a sudden it's going to be so big you're going to have to rip it out. So
exactly.
By pruning it, you can keep it at that size forever. So you have to get into the routine that during March, before the new growth begins on that plant, you have to say to yourself, I want it to grow, let's say, 3 feet above the window on the first floor. And what you want to do, don't cut the top flat. Round it. So prune the sides and give it that nice natural look. Feed it. It will make some new growth. It may increase the width of the plant, but with yearly prunings, you can keep it at that exact shape forever.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The number here, if you have a question, don't be shy. The way that you learn is to ask. And in my book, there is no such a thing as a dumb garden question. The way that you learn is to ask. If you don't ask, then you're going to have a problem. So call 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's next?
All right, next up we have Barbara from Cape Cod, and she has an interesting question about container gardening in the ground.
Okay. Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have kind of an unusual question, I think. I have an area of my yard that will someday be my vegetable garden. But in the meantime, over the years, I've had to level it off because it was sloping.
Yep.
And in doing so, I've been putting down leaves, you know, raked up leaves, grass clippings, soil from areas that I've been planting other things in, and I've had extra soil. I sprinkle that on it, and I also put down cardboard, pretty much anything that I can that will decompose.
Right.
But this year, I would like to grow some butternut squash, and obviously the ground is nowhere near ready to be planted in, and I was wondering if there would be any reason why I couldn't plant some seeds in a 2.5 gallon or even a 5 gallon bucket and then dig a hole in that area and sink it in the ground. Would there be enough root area for those, for the squash?
Barbara, let me tell you, you don't even need a pot. All you got to do is, in this area, dig a hole about 18 to 24 inches, take out that soil, condition it with cocoa fiber. Black gold has cocoa fiber in a bag, and cocoa fiber will last 3 years. Unlike peat moss, it will only last 3 to 6 months. Add some cow manure, add compost, and I'd be willing to bet in the bottom of where you've been putting the leaves for the last few years, it's all rotted. It's all beautiful organic matter. And you can blend that in. And because you don't need to cultivate the whole garden. Because butternut squash, spaghetti squash, Hubbard squash runs. So all you do is you dig a pocket and you condition the soil, plant your seeds in it, and then the roots can grow underneath all of that beautiful material that you've put in there for the future. And it will run, it will keep the weeds down, it will keep the ground cool, and you'll have a beautiful garden. And then when you're ready, then you can till in the pine needles, the leaves, the cardboard. And one thing that I started to do is we have a paper shredder. And you get all that, like, ticker tape parade type stuff. And I started taking that shredded paper and putting that in my compost pile, and it turns into beautiful material that will retain moisture, and it acts just like peat or compost that you add to the garden.
Oh, that's a great idea. I actually have a shredder at work, and every time I empty it, I stress over throwing it away. But the only problem is bringing it home and putting it on the garden. How do you keep it from blowing away? You must have to add things on top of it, right?
What I do is I try and put some straw down to keep the weeds down. And what I do is I put two layers of newspaper and then the straw on top of it. And the newspaper prevents seeds from coming up through it, and the straw holds the newspaper down. So the shredded paper that we get every day, I put it in my compost pile and I blend it with the leaves, with the plant material, the grass clippings. But if you can't do that, then just take a black trash bag, dump it in the black trash bag, throw a few leaves in it, add some water, and the paper will rot right in the trash bag. It's just like buying a compost maker. The black,
what a great idea.
Will absorb the heat, and the heat will make the paper rot. And, you know, paper is part of a tree. It's plant material, and you're recycling it and using it to condition your soil.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Bob from New Hampshire, and he has a question about deer damage.
Okay, Bob, good morning. How can we help you out today?
I have a couple of rugosa plants that were probably 5.5 feet tall, but towards the end of the summer, it seems like the deer had eaten all the foliage off of them, aside from the blossoms, the leaves.
Right.
And the plant was still alive, and we just didn't know as spring comes if we should be, how far back we should be cutting them, or should we even be cutting them back?
Rosa rugosa is a very unique rose plant. Most of your roses that you would buy at a nursery or garden center are grown in Texas. They're grown in California. They're now growing them in Pennsylvania. And they're all grafted. So the root system is one rose, and the top of the plant is a second rose. And the reason they do this is to make it hardy, because the common everyday tea or floribunda is not winter hardy in, let's say, Maine, New Hampshire, upper state New York. The winters are just too severe. The Rosa rugosa is not grafted. And the Rosa rugosa has the ability to send out shoots that will start a new plant. And that's a real benefit if you live near the ocean. You plant Rosa rugosa in the sand, and they'll retain the sand because of the root structure and prevent erosion. If you have a side of the hill that you can't mow, you can plant Rosa rugosa there. They'll spread, take over the whole side of the hill, and give you beautiful color. I have some by my vegetable garden because I like the fragrance of it. And every third year, I cut them down to a foot. Because like you said, this past fall, they were almost 5 feet tall. I cut them down to a foot. In the spring, the stems that are a foot tall will send 3 or 4 new shoots or branches. And their underground shoots start popping up all over the place. And I've gone from individual plants to a solid hedge of Rosa rugosa or beach roses. And they come in red, white, or pink. And they've got the beautiful orange pods that some of the birds will eat. And they're tough, tough, tough. So don't worry about it. Cut them back to a foot. Fertilize them with a good rose food, Dr. Earth Organic, with the probiotics. And the probiotics with the microbes will stimulate the new shoots. And it will make your bed thicker and fuller and more productive. But don't be scared. They'll be fine. They're a tough plant.
Thank you, Paul.
You're going to be very, very pleased with it. But if you can feed them with a slow-release organic fertilizer like the Dr. Earth Rose Food and the microbes, and next Sunday from 7 to 9, we have Jeff Lowenfeld that's going to be with us, a friend of mine for a long time. He's written 3 books on microbes. One of them is called Teeming with Microbes. One of them is Teeming with Nutrients. And his newest book that just came out is Teeming with Fungi. And that deals with mycorrhizae. And he's going to explain to you what mycorrhizae does. And once you understand it, this is the future, and it's right now. And it's basically telling you that you can cut back on your fertilizer by like 50-60% or more. And these microbes in the ground will do a much better job than all the fertilizer you put on it during the year. And it will save you money. You'll have plants that are beautiful. And Jeff was telling me that he no longer pulls his plants out. And I said, you don't clean the garden at the end of the year? He said, Paul, I cut all of my vegetables and flowers level with the ground because the root system of the plants are filled with the mycorrhizae. And if I pull them out, I'm throwing all the mycorrhizae away. So I cut them flush. I replant the garden. And all of the dead roots have allowed the microbes to stay in the soil. And they do even better. So tune us in next week and you'll learn a lot. And you'll have a chance to talk to him also. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next we have Eddie from Nashua, New Hampshire. And here's a question about a seed starting kit.
Okay. Eddie, good morning. How can we help you with the seed starting kit?
Good morning, Paul. The question I have is neighbors left me all the starting kit when they moved. And usually I go to the box store and buy 3 for $10 and replant them and off the garden goes. So like for tomatoes or peppers or eggplants, and how many seeds you put into these plugs to start a plant?
I would put a couple there. So they're a year old, right?
Yeah.
So it's seeds from last year. And
no, they're brand new seeds I ordered from one of the catalogs off your website.
Okay. Then I would still put in 2 seeds. That way you're sure of getting at least one that will germinate. And then let them grow for 2 or 3 weeks and until they start to make the true leaves. And then you can look at them and say, listen, I don't need 2 plants. I'm going to take the strongest of them, keep them, and the weaker plant, I'll just take a pair of scissors, cut them flush right off. And now I've got 1 plant in that little that little pocket of soil, and you'll be ready to go. That way you don't end up with empty pockets. Because not all seeds will germinate, and there are federal laws on seed germination, and you'll see it on the package of seeds, and even grass seed. And like if a nursery has leftover boxes of grass seed at the end of the year, what they have to do is send the amount of boxes and the number on the label to the manufacturer. The manufacturer has to take that seed, test it, and if it doesn't meet the standards that the government has put in place, then they have to recall all of those seeds. If the seed still germinates at the recommended rate, then they can resell it and put a new sticker on it. But it has to be tested every single year. And vegetable seeds and flowers do tend to keep for as long as 2 to 3 years without the germinating percentage really falling low.
Okay, thank you, and I hope your wife feels better.
She's feeling much better and starting to order me around, so I know she's doing better.
Okay, good dad.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Isaiah, who's up next and needs a little help with their garden? Isaiah?
We have Steve from Springville, Vermont, and he has a question about seeds as well.
Okay. Steve, good morning. How can we help you with your seeds that you're going to be growing?
Paul, what I was going to ask you about is, you ever seen them little planters, you know, those little containers you put your seeds in, you can put the seed in it and then drop the seeds. You have to use your fingers because you can't pick these things up with your fingers.
These are like little egg tray type things? Or are they individual, like a little peat pot with a net around them?
I've seen them before, and you put the seeds in that container, and then you can drop the seed out of the container, like one at a time.
Yep.
You ever had those?
My dad had them, because he had a problem. He would always plant too thick.
You're right.
And it's almost like a salt shaker. And the And the seeds
The Feed and Grain story you had, where it's really cool. You could put it in. You could put one seed at a time. Drop it. Yeah. It was really cool.
It really is good. And for people like me and a lot of other people, when we plant radishes and beets and carrots and even lettuce, you always overplant. And a device like this, my dad had the problem, and he used it, and he really loved it, and he had much better results because they weren't all crammed in together.
Right, exactly. You know, so you don't get clumps of seeds all packed in there, you know. That's what I'm talking about. I can probably research that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at on my website, if you click on seed catalogs, and there's a listing of about 70 or so seed catalogs that you can get for free, and you can also go to the, so if it's like Burpee, it'll have burpeeseed.com. You can click on it, and it will take you to their website, and you can order a catalog, and they're usually free, or you can go on the internet catalog that they have, and you can order right on their website. And a company like Burpee has a lot of things like that.
Okay.
Unique tools, different tools. Also, Park, P-A-R-K seed. They have a lot of unusual tools for the gardener, hand tools and unique things that you can start seeds in. So check out those two. But just go to Paul.
It's like a seed planter. It's a seed planter, you know.
Right.
So you can drop the seeds.
They really also, cool. my dad had a hand one, and then he bought one. It looked like a wheel, on a 6 foot stem, like a broom handle.
Yeah.
And he put the seed in it, and as the wheel turned, he could adjust it so that every inch a seed fell, every 2 inches a seed fell, every 3 inches a seed fell, and he just pushed this wheel down the row that he had made, and he could adjust the hole for, if it was corn, it had three openings, small, medium, and large, and he could drop the corn every 3 or 4 inches, and if he was planting radishes or carrots, they put it on small, and it would drop one seed at the distance that you wanted. But he just held onto the handle and wheeled it down, and you could see the seed fall. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Okay. One other question. I heard you talking about newspapers.
Yes.
I got newspapers. I got to get rid of them. And you talk about the trash bag. I got that. You talk about the leaves. I've got that. Now, I don't use glossies in that at all.
Yeah, the only thing that you don't want to put for rotting is color. So black and white print, if you can rip it up, shred it somehow, but stay away from color. That, because the ink can cause a problem.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm. Principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. And next Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, Jeff Lowenfeld will be with us to talk about microbes and mycorrhizae, beneficial bacteria. So if you want to learn how to garden for the future, it starts next Sunday. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. We have Joan from Cape Cod. She has a question about mandevilla.
Okay. Joan, good morning. How can we help you out with your mandevilla today? Hi, Joan.
I brought two mandevilla plants in from outside from my deck. They were out there all summer. And they were doing well inside in a sunny window. Mm-hmm. But now they have little white specks on them, and I want to catch that if it's some kind of a little bug.
Okay. Do they move if you touch them?
No.
Okay. Is it like a bump on the leaf?
No, it's tinier than that. It's very, very small.
Okay. And they're growing in numbers?
Yes, it seems to be. Yes, increasing.
Okay. Has the plant been making new growth in the last month or so?
Yes, it has new leaves.
Okay. And you've been feeding it on a regular basis?
Well, not as frequently maybe as I should.
well, this time of the year, if you could feed normally from October, November, December, January, and February, you would feed your indoor plants, and like hibiscus and mandevilla and things like that, you would feed it monthly. Starting in March, you want to go every other week, so you'd feed them twice a month.
Okay.
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to get a systemic insecticide. If you see things moving, you see things flying around, then you want to get something that you can pour on the soil. The plant will absorb it, and it will stay in it. Because you want to try and avoid, like, aerosol or pump sprays, because you're putting pesticides in the air.
And at this
time of the year, your windows are closed, you've got the heat on, and the fumes and the gases that you're putting on that plant as an aerosol or a pump, you're going to be breathing it. So
right.
By using something that's a systemic, you mix it with water, you pour it in the pot when you need to water, the plant absorbs it, and there's no fumes, and you're not breathing these toxic chemicals. So what you want to do is go to your local garden center or the greenhouse, and they will have systemic products that you can put down that will take care of that. If you have a lot of houseplants, I would get a product like Tree and Shrub, and you can mix it with water, and you water your houseplants with it, and it will keep them free of insects for a good six-month period. And the Tree and Shrub, if you've got lilies, you can use it on your orientals, on your Asiatic lilies, and it will prevent them from getting the Asiatic lily beetle. And that way you won't have to worry about the red beetles eating all the foliage, killing the bulb, and then you lose all of your lilies. So it's a good product. You can use it on everything except for what you eat, because it is a systemic. It's going to be inside the plant. And if you put it on tomatoes, then it could create a problem. So it's for everything that you do not eat, and it works very well. The rain won't wash off. The sun won't break it down, because it's not on the plant, it's inside the plant. And it will last for a 3 to 6 month period on tropical plants like the mandevilla, bougainvillea, hibiscus, and things like that. So you give that a try, and I know that the problem will go away. And start feeding them every 2 weeks. Your mandevilla blooms when your days are long. So don't expect any flowers until May. But they will come. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.